All right. Bass man. Jim Mayer. He's gonna walk us through it. Walk, Jim. His job is very important. He's the man who carries all the cash. He doles it out in weekly amount, yeah, just to make it last. He travels around the country, his briefcase in his hand. All the girls smile whenever Henry comes around, 'cause Henry is the man. Oh, Henry, you are the man. Oh, oh, Henry, a calculator in his hand. Oh, Henry, always dressed so neat. And if I have an expenditure related to work, I simply give Henry the receipt. Spend him in a that's a natural fact. I give all my receipts to Henry. He reimburses me with cold hard cash. I never have to worry if I spend all my per diem. Henry always covers my ass. Oh, 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 Henry. Henry, you are the man. Yeah. Oh, I simply give Henry the receipt. Slid him in a paddle. Pop, 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 pop. Slid him in a paddle. Pop, 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 pop. Mile. Henry, oh Henry, he's not your average guy. Henry, oh Henry, has a thing for pinup girls. Henry, the best accountant in the whole damn world. Always polite, always together, crisp from his head to his shoes. Origins in Cuba, he travels to Aruba. I'm telling you, man, Henry rules. Give Henry. Well, if I have an expenditure related to work, I simply give Henry. Come on, y'all. If I have an expenditure that's related to work, I simply give Henry. Last time. If I have an expenditure related to work, I simply give Henry. Thank you. So, I'd like to dedicate this next song to, well, let me tell you a little story. I was raised in Los Angeles, and I worked there in the music business. And then I got a call from
speech of Arrested Development, and he asked me to move to Atlanta when I joined the band, which was great. And that lasted for a few years until the band went, whatever. We kind of broke up. And so there I am now. I'm stuck in Atlanta. I bought a house. My child is there in school. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So I made a few phone calls and trying to find a new job. And I got some calls back. One was to do a gig with Yanni, who does really beautiful music, and I was excited. It paid well. But it was a show where there was only one song with vocals in it, so I'd have to sit through a whole show and just sing one song, and that would have bored me out of my mind. The other option was Jimmy Buffett. Now, exactly, but at the time, I thought it was a jazz artist, because it just sounds like, you know, Jimmy Buffett and his trio or something. So I said, all right, I can do a little jazz. I'll take that gig. And then they sent me, you know, some of his music and everything, and I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, it's not jazz. And I called my mother, and I said, Mom, it's not a jazz gig. I think it's kind of country. And I don't know. I had dreadlocks all down my back, a ring in my nose, another ring in my nose. I said, I don't know if I'm going to fit in, really. And she said, well, you need a job, don't you? And I said, yeah, I do. So I took the job, and 15 years later, here I am. So I'd like to dedicate this next song to Mr. Jimmy Buffett and his jazz trio. It's Son of a Sailor.